I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here's something that's always intrigued me, the flag of Nepal. Its shape is unlike that of any other country's flag. Nepal's is not a rectangle or even a square. It's kind of like two sideways triangles, or maybe more like two pennants, one on top of the other. Graham Bartram knows why that is. He's a vexillologist. And yep, I had to look that one up too. A vexillologist is someone who studies flag history and symbolism. So, Graham Bartram, how would you describe the shape of Nepal's flag?
It's definitely two pennants on top of each other. That's where it comes from.
And the color, and what do we see on the flag?
Well, the flag is basically red with a blue border. The red is Nepal's natural color, and it's said to come from the rhododendron plant, which grows in the Himalayas. And blue is meant to represent peace. And on the top pennant, you have the moon. And on the bottom pennant, you have the sun.
And those two triangles, I mean, I know they're not sticking straight up, they're sticking off to the side, but are they supposed to kind of reference the peaks of the Himalayas by any chance?
That is one of the... There are many theories as to why there are two of them and what they represent, and one of them is that they represent the Himalayas, but there are many more ideas as to why there are two of them. One is that they represent Hinduism and Buddhism, that they represent two families, the Shahs and the Ranas, that used to rule Nepal, that they represent peace with the moon and work with the sun.
Does the Nepalese government kind of come down with any dictum on that?
They say Hinduism and Buddhism.
Okay. So why does it have such a distinct shape? Why did Nepal have to be different from the rest of the world?
It's more a case of the rest of the world just copied Europe, and Nepal decided not to. Europe chose rectangular flags because that was what we came up with. And really, we came up with national flags before the rest of the world had them. And they all sort of said, oh, in order to be a national flag, you have to be rectangular. And Nepal went, no, actually, we're quite happy with our traditional shaped flags. Mm. It's a traditional shape in that region. If you think of the Hindu Dvaja flags, they're triangular. And the Sikh Kanda flag, that's also a triangular flag. So triangular flags are very culturally normal in that part of the world.
I've read that the Nepalese flag is the most mathematical flag in the world. Can you explain what that actually means?
I think it's to do with the way the constitution describes the flag. It describes it in very detailed geometrical ways. So the distance between point A and point B is 1/27th of the distance between point C and point D. And you really have to sort of brush up on your geometry in order to be able to draw it from the description.
Yeah, really. You need to know the Pythagorean theorem.
Exactly.
Is that unusual that the Constitution has such detailed instructions about what the flag is supposed to look like?
Absolutely, yes. Normally, the sort of description you'll get is the flag consists of three stripes, or the flag is red, yellow, and pink with a purple flower in the middle. They don't normally go into what diameter the petals are on the flower. Mm. They normally just say, see attached picture.
So two triangles, basically. How does it actually fly? I mean, you got more surface area with a big rectangle, but do the triangles kind of work like sails on a boat?
Pretty much, yes. I mean, you do get lots of triangular flags. Most yacht flags are triangular. The flags on the top of the mast of a yacht that tell you which yacht club it belongs to.
Right.
They're nearly always triangular, unless they're an officer of the club. And if you think where Nepal is located, it's probably quite windy up there.
No doubt. You know, there are rules on how to fold the American flag. It's kind of divided up into kind of rectangular lengths and then triangulated into this little kind of triangular pouch. Any rules on Nepal's flag and folding those two triangles?
I've never come across any. If they follow British habit, they probably just roll it up into a tube.
Graham Bartram, chief vexillologist of the Flag Institute. He's also a consultant to the British government on flag design and usage. Thanks very much. Really interesting stuff.
My pleasure.